I'm not aware of any deal. There were no deals. They have just left, and they have handed over the place back to the judicial police, who is responsible for the security of the building. They have left a bouquet of flowers and left. There was no damage to the building. However, the real damage was that the work of this institution, which is a very important institution, was impeded for 10 days with all what comes with that. So there was no material damage to the building, but there was damage to the interest of Libya. I hope this will not happen again and that the lesson has been absorbed. So there was no deal, no details. I have not discussed anything with anyone about deals. They just left.
Because there are other reports that quote you as saying that the two ministries have been handed over to a committee formed by the government and the General National Congress.
No, no, that's not correct. There were two General Congress people there, members. They were just present, but delivery was done to the judicial police, to the security person who is responsible for the security of the building. There was nothing else.
So what does this mean then for the demands for a law to ban anybody who'd held positions under Muammar Gaddafi?
You are referring to the isolation law, and that's a different matter. There was this demand about having a new law about the isolation of anyone who has worked or actually did not work for Gaddafi but have other reasons to be isolated. However, this law was technically passed, and, well, it has nothing to do with the Ministry of Justice, and the occupation of the ministry continued after the law was passed. As far as we are concerned, they have just left.
The Prime Minister, Ali Zaidan, has said that there would be a cabinet reshuffle in the coming days. Do you have any details as to how the cabinet will be reshuffled?
I don't, but cabinet reshuffling is normal in democracies, and I don't think this could mean anything other than a cabinet change, which is maybe coming, maybe not coming, but this is not something that relates to the occupation of the ministry. I look at it in black and white. No weapons should be brought to the ministry, and occupation of ministries is unacceptable, period.
If there is any kind of reshuffle, do you yourself expect to keep your job?
Well, I don't know. This is something that would have to be decided by the Prime Minister, by GNC, and possibly by myself. I mean, this is not something that I can debate now.
This crisis has concerned many Western governments, with them reducing the number of staff at their embassies in Tripoli. Do you now expect things to return back to normal with Western embassies?
Well, I hope it would. But I don't know what to expect, but I think the hope that it will be back to normal and other things to normal. I hope that armed groups will disappear from Tripoli and from all Libyan cities. This is something need to be dealt with, and I mean dealt with in various ways. I'm not talking about use of force here, but about other ways. I mean, there are people who are concerned for Libya, and many leaders are very concerned about the use of arms around the country. This is something that needs to be dealt with and reduced because it poses a risk to the stability of the country, to the future of the country, to the people in the street as well. I mean, this is something serious, and I hope the world would stand with Libya and would help Libya through this critical period from instability to stability.
Honourable Minister Salah Marghani, thank you for joining us on Radio France International.